Your Eminence Cardinal Joseph Sen, Your Excellency Bishop Joseph Ha, my dear fathers, my dear brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the precious body and blood of Jesus, we are indeed celebrating the great love with which we are loved. In fact, the greatest love ever shown to humankind, to me and to you, to every one of us. This indeed is a memorial celebration. Jesus, after having given his body and blood to eat and drink in the form of bread and wine, Jesus said something very special. Do this in memory of me. And that's what we come for every time we gather around the altar. We gather around the altar to remember, to celebrate a memory. What is the memory we are celebrating? We are celebrating the memory of the Calvary event. But then there's a big question here. How can we celebrate an event like that of Calvary? Was it not the most atrocious, the most cruel, the most unjust event of world history? The Son of God condemned as a criminal and eliminated the most cruel way. How can we celebrate a memory like that? When we say we celebrate, we mean a joyful event, say a birthday or a wedding anniversary. How can we celebrate a memory, the memory of the Calvary event? Well, we will understand this when we look at the Calvary event from the heart, from the eyes of St. John. St. John, the only apostle who loved Jesus enough never to run away from him. John stood by him till the end, walking the way of the cross and standing beneath the cross, holding on to the mother, taking all that agony of the master into his heart. But then, when he came down from Mount Calvary and looking at the cross, John said, "This is love. This is the supreme expression of love." What John speaks about is not the amount of bloodshed, it's not the many beatings Jesus received. What John speaks about is love. We will understand this when we understand what is the way love is expressed. In the expression of love, there is always a sacrifice, a self-forgetfulness and a self-giving. Say, for example, my friend has a debt. He's in a financial crisis. I come to know about it. I gather some money. I go and give it to him and tell him, "My friend, I know you are in trouble. Please, this is all what I could gather. Take it and give it back to me when you can." Well, that is self-forgetfulness and self-giving. Every expression of love is in terms of a sacrifice. If that is true, what happened on Calvary cross is the ultimate sacrifice and therefore the supreme manifestation of love. And that is what we celebrate. You know, my dear sisters and brothers, when we say Jesus offered his life for us in the plural, it sounds a little impersonal. In English, the plural refers to a crowd, as if I'm not involved. But no, that's not true. St. Paul puts it in personal singular. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. St. Paul said, "My Jesus loved me and offered himself for my salvation." And you and I should be able to feel it you and I should be able to experience it, and this is what we celebrate. When we gather around this altar, we celebrate how much we are loved. Now, my dear friends, it is when we stand at this altar, we really know how much we are loved, how much we are cared for. It is when we stand at this altar, I would know how important I am in the eyes of my Jesus, how precious I am. What is my value? My friends, what is your value? What's my value? My value and your value is all the blood of Jesus. The blood that Jesus opted to shed on the cross. Often the cross, the Calvary event, is interpreted as a political crime and punishment. That's not true. And Jesus said it. John 10:18. Jesus said, "No one snatches my life away from me. I willingly offer it for the salvation of my sheep, to make sure that no one who believes in him should perish." And this is what we celebrate at this altar. And this celebration should give us great confidence in the love of our God. Now, my dear friends, in our day-to-day life, we lose this confidence because on an everyday basis, we are being devalued. In our day-to-day life, a husband shouting at the wife would feel, "I have no value in the eyes of my husband. That's why he's shouting at me." A wife neglecting the husband would feel angry, would feel upset, because the husband feels, "I have no value in the eyes of my wife." Or, "I fail in my project." When I fail in my project, in my business, I would realize I'm of no value at all. My worth is nothing. I feel so inferior. Everybody else succeeded, only I failed. I feel so inferior. Or I commit a sin. The moment I commit a sin, I realize I'm ashamed of myself. And therefore, on a day-to-day basis, we are being devalued in our life. This is where we come to this altar. We offer all that burden. Every hurt adds a burden to our heart. All that burden we offer on this altar. And here we stand, celebrating the great love with which you and I are loved. And we must go away from this altar with that confidence of being loved. I am loved to that great extent. My Jesus opted to die for me, to shed his blood for me. And this love we must be able to give to others, in our family, in our workplace, wherever we are. We should be able to love everyone, because we have, you and I, we have much to give. There's so much love flowing into our hearts, and that love filling us should be able to overflow to others, so that we bathe the whole world with the love, with the love with which we are loved. We experience that love at this altar. This altar sacrifice becomes the center of my life, of our lives. What Pope John Paul II said, "The Holy Eucharist is the source and center and summit of Christian life." Amen.